صل على محمد وآل محمد.
Imam Hassan bin Ali alayhi salam is the 11th divinely appointed successor of the Prophet, peace be upon him. His most famous title is Az-Zaki, the Pure One. But he is also known as Al-Askari. The word Askar in Arabic means a military camp or town. And because he lived in the city of Samarra, which was a military camp, he was called Al-Askari. Imam Al-Askari spent a part of his life with his father Imam Al-Hadi alayhi salam. He did not part with him even in his travels. When Imam Hassan Al-Askari moved to Samarra with his father, despite all the restrictions, he was soon known for his brilliance in character and in his knowledge. Imam Al-Askari alayhi salam was from the most patient people. He always suppressed his anger and treated whoever wronged him with kindness and forgiveness. The rulers and the local people of his time regarded Al-Kindi as the greatest philosopher ever. Al-Kindi had begun writing a book to oppose the Quran and prove mistakes in it. One day, one of his students came to Samarra and met Imam Hassan Al-Askari alayhi salam. Imam Al-Askari said to his student, "Is there no one amongst you who is able to show your teacher the error of ways and his misjudgments about the Quran?" "I cannot debate with him," said the student. So the Imam gave him some questions to take back and ask his teacher. He also told him to tell his teacher, "Is it not possible that when you read a book, what you have understood is not necessarily what the author had intended to say?" When the student brought all these questions to his teacher, Al-Kindi began thinking about them and was amazed. He asked his student, "Where did you get these questions from?" At first, the student said, "I thought of them myself." But Al-Kindi refused to accept that and said to him, "You are incapable of thinking of such questions." And when the student confessed, they were from Imam Hassan Al-Askari alayhi salam. Then Al-Kindi said, "Now you have spoken the truth. Only someone from that house could have come up with this." And Al-Kindi then burnt the book he was writing against the Quran, because he saw he had no real argument to prove anymore. The Abbasid rulers were particularly harsh on Imam Hassan Al-Askari, because they had heard that the Shia believed that his son would be the Mahdi. It was under these difficult circumstances that Imam Hassan Al-Askari had to both hide his son as well as inform the close Shia of his birth. Imam Hassan Al-Askari was imprisoned time and time again, and he was kept under close watch. When the Imam was released from prison, there was tension between those in power, and the rulers were constantly being overthrown and killed. And it was during this period that Imam Al-Mahdi was born on the 15th of Sha'ban. His birth was kept a secret and only a few very close companions of Imam Hassan Al-Askari were informed. Imam Hassan Al-Askari tried to prepare the Shia for the final Imam and the Ghaibah when people would not know of his whereabouts. For example, Imam Hassan Al-Askari wrote many letters to different people, and in a letter to Ali bin Al-Husayn bin Babuway Al-Qumi, the father of Sheikh Al-Saduq, he wrote, "Be patient because our Shia will continue suffering until the appearance of my son, whose coming was told by the Messenger of Allah, peace be upon him, that he will fill the earth with justice and fairness, and after it is filled with injustice and tyranny." Imam Al-Mahdi is a great miracle. Allah concealed his birth as he had concealed the birth of Prophet Musa alayhi salam. The unjust ruler increased his spying on the Imam's house. The ruler feared for his life of being overthrown by the Imam alayhi salam. Then he finally decided to poison Imam Al-Askari alayhi salam. Imam Al-Askari alayhi salam was buried next to his father, Imam Ali Al-Hadi alayhi salam, in Samarra. The uncle of Imam Al-Mahdi, known as Ja'far Al-Kadhab, the liar, and some say later on became Ja'far Al-Tawwab, the repenter, claimed to be the Imam and successor, and stepped forward to recite the prayer. At this point, Imam Al-Mahdi appeared and pulled him back and said, "I am more deserving to pray over my father than you." After Imam Al-Mahdi finished praying for his father, the people realized he was the 12th Imam. Imam Al-Mahdi disappeared from the general public, and only righteous and trustworthy representatives were able to see him. This was the commencement of the minor occultation. The Abbasid regime was so terrified and concerned regarding Imam Al-Mahdi that they immediately surrounded the house of Imam Hassan Al-Askari alayhi salam and the neighboring houses. The house of the Imam alayhi salam was searched and then sealed and locked. They had no luck in finding Imam al-Mahdi. May Allah hasten his reappearance.
Allahumma salli